A Broome-based artist is one of five in the state to win a $5,000 grant to help develop their creativity. It's the Regional Arts WA Next Level Grant, open to young regional artists. 26-year-old Bronte Berenger specialises in print and papermaking. And she told me the grant has not only inspired her to return to her fine arts roots, but also to share her knowledge with Broome youth.
I do a bit of printmaking stuff. I also do a lot of drawing stuff. I've always been kind of really drawn to materials that you find within the office and like things like that in administration. So when I was younger, I kind of grew up within my parents' factory, just playing around with lots of like sticky tape and blah, blah, and all that.
Sticky tape.
And yeah, sticky tape, stamps, lots of biros. So I started doing, in high school, I was doing lots of like realistic biro drawings, and then after that moved more into printmaking, and at the moment I do larger scale kind of images on a typewriter, an 80s electric typewriter.
You create images on a typewriter?
Yeah, so I like take the photo, I convert it into Axie art, which is a like images from web 1.0 or something, you know, like, yeah, it looks like an image from far away, but if you look up close, it's just punctuation.
Very clever. I like the fact it messes a little with your mind and the illusion, the depth that's within it.
Mm.
It must be quite fun, but painstaking to create,
yeah,
Bronte.
It is definitely time consuming, but all of those things feel good at the end of it once it's finished. My work's been always just a response to my environment, for sure. Like when I was in, I mean, I'm from Melbourne, and when I was in Melbourne, I was trying to kind of explore this kind of ideas of property and what that means and lots of different things that kind of come into play. I like to think, anyway, it's hard to explain with art because you kind of want people to see their own things within it and to have their own interpretation as well. It's always been for me like a working out space. So it's been a way of kind of figuring out some kind of ideas or like tensions or something within my work, yeah, within my brain onto a piece of paper or something like that, you know.
And Bronte, yeah. Berenger, you're going to be sharing some of your skills with other young Broome people.
Yeah.
Tell me about what ideas and plans you have.
I work at PCYC and I've been waiting for the Safe Space program, which is the after school program that they do. So with the young kids, I'll be doing just an art space there, just for another activity for the kids to do other than sport and running around. And I think, you know, as a kid, we all love to play with our hands, and I think it's just great to be able to take something home with you. So I think it will be kind of bordering on art and craft as well. So maybe one week we'll do some pom-poms, other weeks we'll do some more like more printmaking stuff, so like cyanotypes or some things like sculptural work, maybe some paper mache, just like keep it interesting and, yeah, keep it playful.
You mentioned just then cyano art.
Cyanotype is a type of printmaking. Basically it's a wash that you can put on a piece of paper and in the sun it goes this vibrant blue. So cyan is the colour. So what you can do is you can put, like, things, objects on top of the piece of paper and then you put it into the sun and it will create the shadow of those. We'll keep the shadow, like, where the objects are will stay white and where the sun has hit the paper.
That's clever. You can really create anything with that method,
yeah,
can't you?
Yeah, and it's such a strong colour here in the Kimberley, the blue. So
do you find, yeah, that being in Broome now and the Kimberley colours and culture are influencing your work?
Yeah, definitely. Just being able to see the sky is good enough. Like, it opens your mind a bit, you know? Like, I think it allows for you to be able to just have some space to think and, yeah, just kind of reflect in lots of ways.
And Bronte, having this Regional Arts WA Next Level Y Culture grant, how much of a boost to your own career and enthusiasm is it to get such an important grant at this time in your career?
It's amazing. I never really thought that I would, well, yeah, I never really thought that I'd get it, to be honest. So it's actually really amazing. After art school, I kind of like let it go a little bit. And since moving up to Broome, I've definitely spent a lot more time in the studio and a lot more time trying to create work again and explore that side of my creativity again. And this was just a way for me to really focus on it and make it one of the forefront, one of the things that is the forefront of my life, really. Yeah, and I wanted to be challenged by it again. I wanted to really push myself in that field again, and having this has definitely given me the little boost. I'd just like to thank Regional Arts WA. They do some really amazing stuff, and I'd definitely recommend for anyone who wants to pursue an artistic career, not just in visual art, but to apply for it. And really kind of, this is an amazing opportunity, an amazing time to really follow those dreams.
Print and papermaker Bronte Berenger from Broome, one of five in the state to receive a Regional Arts WA Next Level grant, which is supported by several WA government departments. The grant is open to 18 to 26-year-olds and might be worth considering applying for next year when applications open in 2021.